T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is Jill here?
I'm here.
Jill, the host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, ladies and gentlemen, here every Saturday from 4 to 6. And sometimes you can hear on Sunday afternoons that we rebroadcast. Is that okay?
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
More Jill, more cowbell.
By the way, Christopher Walken, here we go. Do want to say that this is brought to you by Asset Strategies in Avon, assetstrats.com. Well, I don't know. Where do you begin? Of course, the big story has been now for the past 3-4 weeks has been the shutdown. And you essayed your Jill at JillOnMoney.com, your blog. You kind of got into what the effect could be. And it does have an overall effect on the economy, does it not?
Oh, it sure does. Now, look, 800,000 people is a real number, and yeah, those people are not getting paid, and they're not spending money in the economy. And so that means that the places where they shop are not receiving those sales.
Right.
So, I mean, think of it this way. You're a government employee. You like to go to lunch at the local diner.
Can't afford
now
it.
You can't do it, right? So that's a big problem. But it's not a huge number when you think about the overall economy. Maybe an adjustment lower for growth by about 0.25%. I mean, look, 0.25% doesn't seem like a lot, and maybe we'll make it back up next quarter, but we're already slowing down, so this is adding to concerns for investors. The other part of this is somewhat emotional, meaning that if the investment community starts getting uptight about this and stocks sell off, the fact that stocks are selling off can stop forward progress, not just for the economy, really, but more so as you think about, will a company start to really hire more more employees? Are they going to give wage increases if their stock price is down? All of this starts to really weigh on the overall economic outlook.
Jill, in your experience as a trader on Wall Street and of course, now in the financial world, when do you see most of the hiring? First quarter is normally slow anyway, isn't it?
Yes, it has been. It has been slowing down in the last few years. Last year, actually, 2.2% growth, which was the slowest quarter of the year. But look, even if we go back to, say, 2.5% to 2.8% for this year, that's still growth.
Yeah.
That's not a bad year. It's just that last year will probably come in at around 3%. Hmm. That will be, and we don't know this yet because we won't have these GDP numbers for a while.
Right.
But, you know, look, last year was strong because of those corporate tax increases. It's not going to be as strong this year. We just don't know how much growth is going to dip. And look, the other part of this is that when you think about all the parts of the government that need to work well, they have an impact on other parts of the economy.
Yeah.
So economic data, I won't have a retail sales report to pore over this week.
Oh.
And so that, yeah, it's kind of weird. And there's no housing data right now.
No numbers.
The Fed is open for business. So that's good news. So I get that. We get those pieces of information. And there is also the Labor Department, which is open. That's under the Census Bureau is open, and that comes under the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But look, a lot of this stuff we're not going to know for a couple months now.
Boy, a lot of layers there, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Amazing if you think about it. But the other thing is, okay, so the thought is that once this is over, and it will be over sooner or later, maybe in our lifetimes, that, in fact, you will get your back pay. So does that then start plunging into the economy again, or does it make somebody more circumspect when it comes to spending money?
I think it's the latter in this move, in this world. Okay, so yes, you get your money back, you spend the money, but not everyone's going to get their money back because some of those contractors aren't going to get their money back. And also, if you do get your money back, now you're just playing catch up. It's not like you might have said, hey, I'm gonna feel really good, I feel upbeat. You know, it's weird that some of this economic stuff is really part emotional, and I know it's not all a science. So this will start to play – of course, again, if this starts to end quickly in the next, you know, days or in the next week or so, mm-hmm. we probably won't remember it. I mean, I just had to look up like, oh, what was that? That was the beginning of the year. There were two shutdowns, 2 days, then one day. And, you know, you start forgetting. But this is starting to get pretty big. And again, the longest one on record. So I went back to 2013. That was the previous record holder.
Right.
And it was estimated that the shutdown cost $2 billion for taxpayers. Not a huge number in a big economy, but hey, I'd like to have that $2 billion back, wouldn't you?
I would. Absolutely. Yep. And by the way, that was an interesting point you just brought up. I mean, you know, you think about the people who work for the government, but then you think about, you know, all the contractors that do work for the government. Right. I guess they're done, right, for now.
They're done. And that's a shame. And a lot of those people, you know, a lot of contractors, and it's very geographic, right? So in Hartford, it might not be that there's a huge cluster, but you look at the economy around D.C. and Baltimore and some of those areas, and it's going to start to seize up pretty soon.
Hey, Joe, what is your, you know, just moving on to something very quickly here. You know, you watch this thing. We're still talking about China. I get, you know, reports that China's economy is in trouble, and so they may fold in this thing. What are you hearing lately?
Well, I mean, there is definitely words of progress coming out of the negotiations. Remember that we are at a deadline right now. If we get through February, and this is the end of 90 days, at that point, the U.S. raises tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10 to 25%. Now, the Chinese don't want that. As you said, their economy is slowing already. On the other hand, I don't know if you happened to catch 60 Minutes last night,
no,
but there was a pretty amazing story about a Chinese billionaire talking about AI. There's a ton of innovation going on in that country. There's money that's pouring into lots of different investments. Yes, their economy is slowing down, and we don't know how they're going to go through their real slowdown. But what we know is this is not just a pushover. They want a deal, but they're not going to make a deal at any cost.
Which is amazing because, you know, there's a guy here that I met, maybe last summer, and he's like taking over this campus of the University of Connecticut in West Hartford, and he's going to turn it into a tech center, and he's from China. I mean, you know, and he's worth a lot.
Yeah, so, well, you know, it would be great if more of the Chinese kids who were educated here stayed here.
That'd be
nice.
But
if they go back to China and start developing that technology, that's when I start to worry a little bit.
All right. I guess I could say we have any big numbers coming out this week, but, well, maybe not.
Well, there will be some. So earnings start this week, so we'll get from the banks first, and they're not going to do quite as well. Hey, keep an eye out tomorrow. I know this is like the girl who cried wolf. Brexit vote tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
UK House of Commons.
Oh,
who knows what's going to happen? I don't know.
Well, as you point out in your blog, do we still have to think about Brexit? Well, apparently we do.
I'm sorry.
No. That's fine. That's your job. I guess we won't see you next Monday, right?
No, Martin the markets Luther King. Are closed, which is so exciting for me.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend. Have a good week,
care.
Jill.
Bye.
All right. JillOnMoney.com. All kinds of tools there. You know, questions she gets on the show. You can email her. She'll answer your questions on the show. So that's the way it works.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.